Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series The Life of the Christian in the World Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org Subject of this audio The Great Mercy of the Heavenly Father Chapter 1 Mercy, the facet of grace that enables the expression of the other aspects of the same grace. In the most diverse themes of the systemic teaching about the Christian life, we have insistently tried to emphasize that the Heavenly Father is the one who grants us every good gift and every perfect gift. From the Heavenly Father, we receive life in body and soul, as well as justification, redemption from subjection to sin, life in Christ, newness of life in the Spirit, eternal life, and all other good gifts. As we exemplify with some texts below. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. 2 Peter 1, 1-3 Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. And among the innumerable and immeasurable gifts that are in God, and which are presented by the Lord as an offer to human beings, there is one gift that is particularly noteworthy in the sense that it is a gift that makes it possible for God to extend all other gifts to human beings and even though they have become sinners, namely, the gift of mercy. God's mercy towards each human being is not only one of the most sublime and essential aspects of life, but it refers to a fundamental aspect that takes precedence over many other aspects that are also essential for sustaining people's lives, both in the present world and chiefly to eternal life. Although the gifts of God exist in countless numbers and have their origin in a source of unlimited supply, they, devoid of heavenly mercy, would not be of benefit to human beings, as they would be entirely deprived of access to these gifts. Therefore, God's mercy is a part of the Lord's grace that enables the expression of other facets of the same heavenly and eternal grace, as the Scriptures also teach us in the following text. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. By receiving the facet of grace called mercy, also the other essential aspects that lead to eternal life can be reached in times of need. However, without mercy, as abundant and overflowing as the Lord's grace is, a person would not be able to access the endless gifts that are in God for one's life. And yet, God's mercy is the reason because of which a person is not consumed every day and moment that one lives, just as it is why life on earth still exists and is sustained, no matter how much human beings resist God's grace and love. Lamentations 3, 21-23. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning, great is your faithfulness. Because of God's mercy, a person can find hope for the present and the life that follows one's existence in the current world. However, without God's mercy, all hope would be a vain expectation. Thus, writing considerations about mercy is not exactly an easy thing to be done, for it refers to one of the most challenging subjects to be addressed and described. And God's mercy is of a beauty and greatness that surpasses all limited human intellectual understanding of what true righteousness is. As we have already seen above, God's mercy is endless, does not grow old, is based on God's faithfulness, and can be expressed in a multitude of ways, according to the unending riches of God, as is also presented in several Psalms, of which we exemplify a few below. Psalms 51, 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Psalm 69, 16. Hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness, or grace, is good, turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Psalms 106, 45. And for their sake he remembered his covenant, and relented according to the multitude of his mercies. The challenge of describing God's mercy is enormous, as it permeates all the Lord's actions towards each human being. And it is only because God is merciful that there is a possibility for a person alienated from God by sin and rebellion to return to the Creator and the reconciliation of a proper relationship with the Lord. So, describing or making comments about mercy is challenging, for this action represents describing about a part, virtues, and adjectives of God Himself. Psalms 103, 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. Psalms 111, 4. He has made His wonderful works to be remembered, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, or mercy. Psalms 116, 5. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yes, our God is merciful. God's mercy tells us about the depths of the Lord Himself. It expresses attributes inseparable from the being of God. In this way, when the Lord declares that His name is I Am, certainly in this I Am is also included that He is merciful and the source of all mercy. Nevertheless, thank God that the Lord Himself, in His rich mercy, assists us to give us the proper understanding of what we need to know about the depths of His attributes. Thank God that He allows us to come to understand what we need to know about His virtues so that we also can experience in abundance what He freely offers us in Christ Jesus. Since understanding some central aspects of God's mercy plays such a cooperative role so that we may voluntarily receive it more abundantly and continually, it is also in the Lord's mercy itself that we can find provision for us to reach a proper understanding of it and the instruction to relate to it. Psalms 119, 124. Deal with your servant according to your mercy, and teach me your statutes. Romans 9, 23. And that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy, which He had prepared beforehand for glory. 1 Corinthians 2, 6-14. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. God, which also includes His condition of mercy, is inscrutable by the natural mind. However, The Holy Spirit is offered to us by the Lord so that we can come to know God in everything that is necessary for our life, which certainly includes the Lord's mercy as one of the first aspects. The subject of knowledge and understanding of the virtues of God and the action of the Holy Spirit towards us is covered more fully in the themes The Gospel of the Glory of God and the Glory of Christ, The Law of Understanding, and Every Good Gift and Every Perfect Gift. And it is under the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ that it is by the Holy Spirit that we will be guided into all truth and that He will reveal to us the depths of God that we want to propose a more specific reflection on the so precious and necessary mercy that is offered to us by the heavenly kingdom. Thus, our expectation and prayer are that God, through the Holy Spirit and those who fear Him, makes the understanding of this virtue of the Lord so essential to life increasingly known in the world so that each person comes to understand how fundamental it is for eternal salvation, but also for the continuous growth of each Christian in one's relationship with the eternal Lord. Psalms 103, 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies.